Praise the Lord, everyone. It's so good to be here with you
this
afternoon. We're just so happy that we have this time on Tuesdays and Thursdays and that we can set apart. Let me say that again, that we can set apart this time. And you know, that's what all of us, I'm talking to myself and Pastor Nikki also, we need to set aside some time to just set apart from everything and spend a little time with our Lord.
Amen.
We're happy to come to you today from our home up here in the Blue Ridge Mountains and thank the Lord for our family up here, our church family, and everybody's getting excited. We're having a potluck dinner Sunday after church, and we're having Vacation Bible School coming up July the 4th through the 8th. And tomorrow night, Wednesday night, we're going to be in our youth building showing a Superbook movie. And so we're just happy to be here with you today. So won't you join with us and as we sing this song today? It's called One More Valley and One More Hill. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I think we have some company outside, Pastor Nikki.
Oh.
I just want to thank the Lord for Sister Lenny Hammond bringing us some good old supplies. When I'm tossed on life's sea and the waves cover me and the dark clouds won't let the sun shine through, then a voice seems to say, child, there'll be a brighter day. Don't allow the storm to hide sweet heaven's view.
Don't do it.
'Cause you've got one more valley, one more hill. And you've got one more trial, one more tear. One more curve in life's road, one more mile left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home.
But not until then.
Don't let Satan see your tears.
Learn to smile through your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile.
Hallelujah. Just be faithful all the way. 'Twill be worth it all someday. For it all will be over after a while. Lay it down. Lay down your heavy load when you get home. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you this afternoon in the sweet, wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to say we love you and that we declare our need for you and our desire for you to be in charge of our life, laying down the path that you want us to walk in, giving us Holy Ghost power to walk in obedience. And God, we just thank you, Lord, that we have the Comforter.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, that your hand is still outstretched to whosoever will, that they're welcome to come and be born into the family of God.
Amen.
Into the body of Christ. Now, Father, you know every need that we all have, and I just pray right now that you would feed us with your word through Pastor Nikki, and that we can grab a hold of something that is said today that will help us be stronger, and that our faith would grow, and that we would be less fearful,
yes,
and that we would be less anxious, less depressed.
Yes.
God, right now, have your way.
Amen.
We love you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our Messiah.
Yes.
And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Pastor Nikki, would you come?
Amen. It's so good to know the Lord Jesus, and we're getting to know him better and better every day, or at least we should be. Pastor Buck mentioned the key, and that's being born again and full of the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, in our lives. Pastor Buck and I, excuse me, have been memorizing a part of Psalm 27, and we have it posted on our bathroom wall. And so often when I'm brushing my teeth or my hair or looking in the mirror, I look over and see that scripture, and I remind myself of this word that the psalmist David said. David had a hunger for the Lord, and David loved the Lord. Even though he sinned, he had a heart after God. And that's what I want. Isn't it what you want?
Yes,
that's
amen.
What Jesus wants. He says, I have a heart after you. Will you have a heart after
amen.
Me? I yeah. say yes. How about you? If you're a Christian, if you're born again of the Spirit of our Heavenly Father, the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh, as the Jewish people call him, the Spirit of God. If you are full of the Spirit of God, then you do have a hunger for the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what David says. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after.
Yes.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Well, beloved, those of us that are born again have the Spirit within us, and we are connected. Do you remember in John 17, it's recorded what Jesus said. John 17:21. This was Jesus' prayer for us, not just for the disciples, but for all who would come to believe in him afterwards, through their testimony, through the work of the Holy Ghost in the lives of Christians and people from the time Jesus rose from the dead until today. Oh, I thank him for the day that he sent his Spirit to open my eyes and to fill me to overflowing with his Spirit, that all I wanted to do was to know the Lord Jesus, to seek Him with all my heart, to give Him all that I am for His good purpose. Well, this is what Jesus prayed on that night before His crucifixion. He said, Father, may they all be one. One of the same mind, same heart as God the Father. May they all be one as Thou, Father, art in me and I in Thee, He said. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that Thou hast sent me. And the glory which Thou gavest me, I have given them.
Hey.
That they may be one, even as we are one. Jesus said, I in them, and Thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent me and hast loved them as Thou hast loved me. And Jesus said that it was good that He would go to be with the Father so that He could send the Holy Ghost into the world to do the work of the Father, to draw us to Jesus, to show us that Jesus was the Son of God, come in the flesh to pay the price for the sin of the whole world, to those that would believe and trust in Him and ask Him to be Lord of their lives. And I did that 44 years ago, and I have learned the truth that it's Jesus in me that is my treasure. Jesus in me is my hope. Jesus in me is my help. Jesus in me is everything I need to go through each day. And I can live in His presence.
Yes.
Just as David said here, he said, I've desired that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. And I questioned, I said, Lord, what does that mean? Did David want to spend all of his time in the tabernacle? Because the temple hadn't been built yet. Solomon built the temple. But the Spirit of God said, no, he wanted to dwell in the presence of the Lord. Scriptures say that Jesus is our refuge. He's the place we can run into. He is our home.
Yes.
Think about the number of homes you have lived in since you were born. I didn't spend time trying to figure it out, but I know I have probably lived in at least 20 different places. But you know what it taught me? When I came to the Lord, it taught me that my home is not physical. It's not on this earth. My home is in Christ. Pastor Buck and I are at home wherever we go, whether it be Florida, whether it be North Carolina, West Virginia, Illinois, California, you name it here on earth, home is in Christ. It's being assured that you are safe in Him and that we are, as the Old Testament says, we tabernacle with Him. We can spend time alone with the Lord and just feel His presence and hear His sweet, sweet voice spiritually speak to us, comfort us, tell us the truth, tell us what He has in mind. It is wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord. And we can be there every minute of every day, spiritually. One day we're going to see Jesus face to face.
Yes.
But until then, beloved, your home is in Christ. And if you don't understand that or know that as you're listening to my voice,
good.
I pray for you that you would seek God with all your heart. I was seeking God 44 years ago, and God met me and showed me, opened my eyes to the truth. The truth cannot be revealed to us except through His Spirit.
That's right.
As you seek Him and say, God, I know You exist. I know You created everything there is. But I want a relationship. I want to know You. I need help. I'm in trouble. Right. I have sinned.
That's right.
And then the Spirit of God can go to work in our lives. Get rid of the garbage. Get rid of the sin in our lives. Help us with any problem, any mess we've gotten ourselves into. Heal us and bring us into that close relationship, home in Christ Jesus. Jesus prayed that we would be one. What does that mean? To me, it means that I'm going to have access to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ for anything that's troubling me, anything I want to say to Him, any communication with God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ and His precious blood that was shed, that I might be forgiven and I might be one with the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and one with the body of Christ.
Yes.
Jesus wants all of us to be one. That hasn't arrived yet. But in Christ, if we all believe that the only way to have eternal life, the only way to have forgiveness of our sins, is through the death of Jesus Christ on that cross and His shed blood to cover over our sin, He took our sin in His body on that tree that we might live with Him eternally. And so, beloved, we can live in the presence of the Lord spiritually right
yes.
now. And it is so precious, so wonderful that we can seek Him with all of our heart. And David says, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. The beauty of the Lord. What is the beauty of the Lord? Isaiah says there was nothing beautiful about Him that anyone should desire Him. But we know, as Christians, as believers, by the Spirit, we know the beauty of the Lord is His loving heart. We know the beauty of the Lord is His...
Amen.
Is His love for us. We know the beauty of the Lord is His kindness, His forgiveness, His desire to walk with us, His desire to tabernacle with us, to allow us to be His vessel that He can live in. And when the body of Christ, all the believers, get together, He has brought us together in one. We are His body and He is the head. And we can all worship as one in the power of His Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, how beautiful. And David said, I long to spend my time in the presence of the Lord, worshiping Him, thanking Him, talking to Him, communing with Him. And I've told you about one of our nursing home people that came to realize that he was one with the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave his heart to the Lord. He asked the Lord to fill him with His Spirit. And then when he was alone at night in the nursing home, he would spend his time talking to the Lord and listening, communing. And he had such a glow about him that he was just in the sweet presence of the Lord. Beloved, we can have that every day, whatever we're doing, washing dishes, ironing, tinkering with a car, talking to a neighbor. Abide in the Lord Jesus. Stay one with Him. Walk in His presence and be ready always to allow Him to use you to show others. They too can have that walk with the Lord, that presence that will keep them, comfort them, give them wisdom and understanding and help no matter what the problem is, how to fix a generator. Years ago, Pastor Buck and I went into a nursing home and we left the generator running on our little motorhome, expecting to come back to air conditioning. You know, Florida gets mighty hot. We came back and the generator had quit. So Pastor Buck opened the little door to where the generator was, and he didn't know what to do. And he said, "Lord, you know the scriptures say, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he shall direct thy paths." Isn't it wonderful? We can have that connection. We can have that communication. Well, the Lord said, "Look in there. See that wire that's come loose?" So Buck hooked that wire up. And sure enough, broom, the generator started up again. It is so good to walk with the Lord and see his hand in our lives. But we won't see it unless we talk to him and we ask. He wants us to commune with him, to love him, to seek him. Keep on seeking him, beloved. Don't go after the things of the world. Don't get caught up in what's going on in the world. When you hear what's happening, you'll be able to pray and seek the Lord for his will to be done. But we don't need to be fearful. We don't need to worry. We don't need to stock up lots of food. We just need to trust the Lord and walk in his presence, to seek him, to love being with him. He is the good shepherd. I'll close with this final thing that David says in Psalm 23, verse 6. King David knew that the Lord was his shepherd. He knew he was safe and protected. He had learned that through all the years of running from King Saul, hiding, and that the Lord had always provided and helped him and one day made him king. And here David says at the end of that psalm that we all know and love, he says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life."
Yes.
"And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We can see the Lord now by the Spirit, but one day we're going to see him face to face. If we don't give up, if we don't follow after other gods, other things, if we don't give up on God, and we follow him and serve him and love him and seek him and desire to be in his presence every day, full of him, one with him. How awesome to be one with the creator of the universe. God thought it, Jesus spoke it, and the Holy Ghost put it into action. Beloved, go back to Genesis. Read Genesis 1 through 3 and see how awesome our great Creator is, and that he loved us enough in order to make us, and not only make us, but make us in his image. And when we abide in the Lord Jesus, we'll be just like him, full of love, wisdom, understanding, peace, joy, all the fruit of the Spirit of God. Let's remain in the Lord Jesus, one with him. Pastor Buck, come close us out.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a good word. Today I'd like to give you the invitation. Now you might be saved.
Yes.
You might truly be born again and your name written in the book of heaven. But yet there's something you feel like is missing in your life. And I tell you exactly what that is. I tell you exactly what it is. You don't have the relationship with Jesus that he wants you to have.
That's right.
Now, it's wonderful to be saved. Glory to God.
Amen.
It can also be wonderful in this sinful world, in these trying times. It's wonderful to have someone like Jesus that we can talk to, that he said, my sheep hear my voice.
That's right.
And we can hear him speak to us, his spirit to our spirit, and that we can find comfort.
Yes.
We can find comfort and peace in a relationship with Jesus. And you know what? He wants you to have that.
Yes.
And the Bible says that God will not withhold not one good thing from us.
Amen.
He said, seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened. So would you come to him today?
Yes.
Just like you are. And if you're not truly saved, all I can say is hell is going to be more horrible than anything a man or woman can describe. And on top of that, to be separated from God and not to feel his love for eternity. To me, that would be hell too.
Yes.
I mean, the suffering and the torment is horrible, but to be separated and not be able to feel his love and his mercy and his goodness, that would be hell to me.
Yes, amen.
If you don't know Jesus, call out to him. Tell him you don't know what to do except you believe that God loved this world enough. He sent his son.
Yes.
And that you realize that you need forgiveness of your sins. And you believe that Jesus can do that very thing and give you eternal life.
Amen.
Turn your life over to him today. You'll be glad you did.
Amen.
We're going to close with this song. It's called Face to Face. And one day we're going to see him face to face. Right now we can do it in the spirit.
That's right.
We can. As David said, the Lord is his tabernacle. Praise the Lord.
I say, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. Rejoicing in his presence.
Oh, yeah. yes, Jesus.
When our vanished fear and pain.
Amen. When the crooked ways are straightened and the dark things shall be plain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Face to face I shall be holding far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory I shall see.
Face I shall behold.